Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1446, recorded December 10th, 2013. That stupid spider. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. The horses are at their posts. And ladies and gentlemen, on the inside turn, it's the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the GizWiz Thrillcast! My stomach is a little lurch every time the thrill cam.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow. How much powder did they put in that?
That was a triple banger. Wow. That's the four-stroke thrill
cam. That's right.
Yeah.
With authority today.
Boom.
Whoa.
Bam. Whoa. So, yeah, it's beautiful in there. You've got your Christmas tree with the traditional Norwegian fish lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
Exactly.
Lovely. The ketchup bottle's finally gone. We're glad to see that. That's good.
That's because someone in the chat room wanted to see it close up.
So happy holidays from the... Now it really is Christmas time. It really is.
It is.
Hey, how are you, Dickie D? Are you getting some snow there in the Great White Way?
You know, we got snow, but the temperature stayed right about a degree above freezing, so it came and it went quickly. But Miss Myra said there is much snow up in Riverdale, so she did not venture down.
I thought Myra would be there.
No, she's not here. She asked Dennis to FedEx her food up. But she's not physically here.
Well, she mentioned that she was eating, caramel corn, and I thought, well, it must be a Dennis snack.
Yeah, no, she probably suckered someone else in the neighborhood to bring her something.
I am Myra. Bring me food. Well, Dickie D, it's getting to look a lot like Christmas. You know, here we are. It's December 10th by my calculations.
I can hardly believe it.
We've got 15 days till Christmas, something like 10 shopping days left. So thank goodness that you're here with some lovely gadgets that many folks will want to purchase. And, you know, depending on the gadget, either for a friend or an enemy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yours are usually enemies and mine are friends.
I guarantee you, when you see mine, you'll probably say that. What do you got?
Okay, well, we know this company well. I have one on my boat, two in the studio, drop cam.
Oh, yeah, you're the number one drop cammer.
Yeah, well, now there is the Drop Cam Pro.
Ooh.
So they sent me one. So what I did is I set them up side by side so that Jason could cut to the drop cam
versus
and side by side
the drop cam pro.
So the drop cam pro is a 6-element all glass.
Wow. Is that the pro on the right?
It is.
That is the pro.
Yeah, the pro on the right.
Wow, that looks much better.
Yeah, it's really
so
good.
2 times the sharpness in daylight, 7 times better in low light.
Which you are definitely in low light.
Yeah, 20% wider lens, so you can see that because the cameras are actually side by side up on the shelf.
Yeah, so there's a much wider lens,
And I
but that's what you want. You want a wide field of view because these are mostly used for security and spy cams.
Exactly. So
this is the before.
Yeah. And now, something that didn't work on my Android.
Okay. Wow, this is wide. Holy cow. Yeah. I can see your ceiling lamp.
Regular.
Yeah, there's the regular, and there's the wide angle.
You've got studio lighting. I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh. What are you kidding? You think this is some Mickey Mouse operation here?
Holy cow. I've never really seen the GizWiz Disneyland in this kind of stark detail. The place is a mess.
No, go back to the lighting. The lighting.
What's the American flag all about right in front of you there?
The American flag is, it's really neat. It's an American flag, but when you look at it closely, it's millions of people make up the flag. And all the way down in the corner are more people running to become part of the flag.
Wow. Well, the next drop cam, you'll actually be able to see the people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Running around inside the picture.
I have to say, that is... Or do we have a Dropcam Pro here in the studio now?
We do, the TD
Dropcam. Of course, you guys get the good one.
Yeah.
I believe.
Anyways, I can look. twit.tv/Dropcam.
Right.
Or Dropcams, probably plural. Yeah. And you can see, we have a lot of Dropcams. We have Dropcams galore.
That's right, you do.
Oh, we love our Dropcams.
Yeah.
I'm not getting your feed, by the way.
I plugged it into some random HDMI port. I probably should have plugged it into the one right next to it. There was a cable on the table.
There we go.
And I thought, you know, with a chalice in the palace and the cable on the table, I should put the poison in the pellet with the poison in the vessel with the pestle. It's slow to load. I don't know if that's me or...
It was slow to load for me, too.
Yeah. So... we won't know which one's better. This one looks different, doesn't it? So I'm thinking
here, show you what I have here.
It's the top left. Yeah,
there's the HD.
Pro. Wow.
I mean, that's pretty darn sharp.
Wow. You see we have a lot of light. There's Burke. And next to him, there's Iaz on the right there. Wow, you could see everything in there.
You can.
Now, you know the other thing? It looks like there's less latency.
A little bit less. Yeah, let me run about 5 seconds.
And you'll see I'm running now. Do you see me running around yet? I'm running. Four, I'm running.
Five.
I'm
yeah, running. About 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Yeah, I'd say. There you go.
Okay.
There
now,
you go.
5 seconds later, I'll get back. Huh.
Oh, and there's Alex across the street having French toast in the diner. That is a wide shot.
I love that. I mean, look how that. Now, that's way up in the roof there. And also, we have studio lighting. So the more light, obviously, the better the image is going to be. But boy, that looks good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Turn off the lights. Jason's turning off the lights now. Look at that.
Let's see here.
Sorry, Iaz.
Iaz. Oh, now. No. Whoa. Turn out the lights. The party's over. Okay, it doesn't work as well in the dark.
Yeah.
Our conclusion is studio lighting. But still, neither do I. Our cameras don't work so well in the dark either. And that's pretty typical, right? That's good. I like that. How much more is the Dropcam Pro?
It's $199, and the other Dropcam still available, $149.
Oh, so it's $50 more. It's nothing.
$50 more. For iOS folks with newer devices, there's Bluetooth LE, so you can set it up without a computer.
I love Bluetooth. So it uses Bluetooth LE.
LE, right?
I'm buying one of these.
Yeah, and it supports 2.4 and 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi networks.
So with the Bluetooth LE, you don't need Wi-Fi? Is that right?
No, it says you don't need. You can set it up without a computer.
You could actually just have it go directly to an iPad or an iPhone or a MacBook via. But you'd have to be close enough for the Bluetooth to set up. Yeah. Wow.
More sensitive microphone. I don't use the mic on mine, but it said it's the microphone offers double the sampling rate of the previous mic.
You know, if you go to dropcam.com, it's fun to go to their featured camera pages because they have, there's the cheetah cam, the cheetahs get fed at the historic firehouse, the surf site at Monterey, California. There's Twilio in the San Francisco area. This is the Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, there's you. There's the Twit Drop Cam.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there we are. I'm surprised you're not here because...
You know, usually my boat cam is on there.
Yeah, it might be. There's the Brainwash Laundromat in San Francisco. I used to go there and do my laundry. Wow, this is pretty Maserati of Cincinnati. Wait a minute. Otis the Pig. Wow. So you can see there's a lot. There's another one of our drop cams there. I wonder if they if these are random orders or there's Geek Pete.
I have to ask, why is Dr. Mom's sun porch at night not on that list?
Huh? Wow. Wow. Dr. Mom. Wow. Wow. Are you expecting intruders, Dr. Mom? Is that... Actually, that's why I want to get this for the house. I think this would be a great thing to have. Drop Cam Pro.
The 130-degree field of view is wide.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the two-way talk? You mean I can talk to it?
Yes.
And talk back?
You can talk back. You can turn the mic on, and you can ask somebody a question, and they talk toward the Quick Cam Pro, and you'll hear them back over your phone. Or
Dr. Mom is saying that that drop cam that we were showing, that's night vision, because there's no light on her back porch. That's infrared.
Wow, that is good.
Wow. So would it be good for a security camera?
Now how much would you pay?
Thousands. Thousands. Wow, that's impressive. All right, I'm gonna get a couple, I think. I think one for the front, one for the back.
You're going to make them public so we can always see what you're doing?
Yeah. Not my front and back. What are you thinking? The front and back. Yeah. And maybe one for my head. I'll just walk around with three drop cams. No, I was thinking
drop
for the
cam kid,
the front and back of the house. And no, I would probably keep them private. You can keep them private, right?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She says, Dr. Mom says, you can talk. She can say, hey, what are you doing in there? But there's a 10-second delay. So it's not like you're going to have a fluid.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
I'm robbing you. Really,
yes.
And then one, two, three.
Exactly.
Stop it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Screw you, lady. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, it's not what I call a fluid conversation. Some people get a faster. The Zendrum says it's 2 seconds. Well, that's cool. Very nice. I like it. I want one. I want two. Very nice. Thank you, Dickie. We do have them around the studio. We have one pro, but I imagine we'll slowly upgrade to pro everywhere. We have six drop cams in here, you know. You can see my office. You can see there's a drop cam right here behind me right now and looking down on my head. There's drop cams all over the place. That's nice. I love that. They don't work outside, but remember, I have a portico.
Whoa, wow.
Look. Now, there's very little latency on that one. Wow.
You wondered why you bought a house with a portico. It's
about three seconds.
A camera enclosure.
Yeah, that's why they built the portico. I feel like a Japanese movie. Here, do it again. Godzilla, it's him.
Godzilla, it's him.
I'm sorry. Gadget number two.
Gadget number two, a camera of a totally different ilk called the MeCam.
Oh, and yeah, we never use cameras for selfies.
No. So the MeCam, well, actually, it's a Gizwiz video of the week, so you can see what the MeCam looks like right here.
This little guy is a MeCam. It's a webcam. Shoots 720p video. Has a built-in mic. Actually, the voice you're hearing, my voice, is being recorded on the MeCam. So how can I be holding it and recording? Yes, it's a mirror. Sells for under $50. And the object is you like wear it on vacation. And you'll have a record of all the places you went. It records to a micro SD card. It's 720p in the video. I do say, is it possible this is 1080p? This one is to 720. A 1080p version is coming. But you want to see what it's like outdoors, so we're going to head to the marina through the magic of video.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Medestrider, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. This video, I'm doing
that looks good.
I have to remember, there's no viewfinder and no screen.
The MeCam is a little round.
That looks, but the quality's pretty good.
Not bad. Also, the audio's good, considering the mic is in the MeCam.
I don't have the literature with me, but I think it shoots in 1080p, if that's possible. There's no viewfinder. It shoots to a micro SD card. We're down at the marina. And this is only the second time I've used it. So you see all the boats down there? Well, since Hurricane Sandy just passed the one-year anniversary, we'll just talk about where the water was. So that's the river. The water came up over this dock. The water came up these stairs. The water came into the park. And you see that slow sign?
Wow.
The water was halfway up the slow sign. So the office had about 6 feet of water in it. Fortunately, my boat, it's the second boat in with the Yamaha outboard on it.
All the way at the bottom of the screen?
That floated high enough so that the piling was just about a foot left before the piling was underwater. So that's a look at the view through the Me Cam.
That's impressive. Now, how long will that record for?
The Key Bartolo, Maz, Maddest Rider, and the Gizwiz with One Take Theater here on Twit.
You know, Leo, I think it was 2 hours. The amazing thing, actually, the fun thing is, it's $49 for
this.
Wow. $49.99. And you know, even in the instructions, when you get it, it says, this is not a professional camera. It's not a sports action camera. It's just
not a
fun...
GoPro, in other words. But for 49 exactly. bucks, you wouldn't expect that. It's a Me Cam.
Yeah, 49 bucks. There you go. I was kind of impressed with the sound for its size.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just wearing it. It comes, strangely, it comes with a safety pin on the back.
Well, that's how you attach it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it comes with a lanyard. What you have to do, though, the safety pin is better. The lanyard lets it bounce a bit. So I actually walked around the dock when in that video I said this is the second time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around the dock at first, and between the dock rocking and the lanyard bouncing, it was seasick time. But using the safety pin, it's pretty good. Comes with a USB cable. That's how you charge it. Or you can just pop out the little micro SD card and put it in one of those SD adapters and download directly from the card. Oh, he's going to pop the three little buttons on the side. It does 5 megapixel stills. So there's just turn it on. And then click either movie or still, and then there's a little shutter button.
Neato.
Yeah, pretty good. So the Me Cam.
I ordered the Me Moto Cam. I'm still waiting for that. They've actually had to change their name because Motorola said you can't call it the Me Moto. But it was a Kickstarter. Now they call it a narrative. And yeah, and the idea is it's a still camera that takes pictures. It's going to ship pretty soon, I think. I hope so, because I ordered it back in May. But the idea is, if you go to getnarrative.com, it looks very similar to that, but it shoots still pictures. But the real key on this is that it uploads those pictures to the internet, to their servers, every 30 seconds, forever. And then you can search through it, and you've got your history, your life history. And
So you're going to have thousands a day,
a
right?
A day, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons, the things that held it up, I think, was that they, not only the manufacturer, but they also had to provide servers.
They had to buy more sky space because all those pictures, there's no more clouds left.
But imagine having all of your life's memories 30 seconds at a time. With, you know, good searching capability. Now, it's a lot more expensive. It's $279, but I think, you know, it's a little more. I don't know.
Well, your life is more interesting. Mine is just worth $49.
You're supposed to hang this around your neck.
It looks like it has...
It looks very similar, doesn't it?
Flips at the top.
I think that's just for, like, a necklace. I don't know. I'm supposed to get mine pretty soon.
Oh, okay, maybe
if you
maybe
see me
have,
wearing
maybe
this
you'll
thing
have it
around
for next week,
wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I'd like to have it for a New Year's Eve, our big New Year's Eve party.
Oh,
frankly,
nice.
Yeah. And Dr. Mom says, "Well, you don't wear it in the men's room. Yeah, you wear it everywhere. You probably don't share those images. You don't take it off. You wear it in the shower, the men's room, wherever."
Yeah. And you don't point it down in those instances.
Don't look down. But don't the idea down. Is that you then have all those memories, right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking some of the memories. Our trip around Europe, all the different toilets we saw in Europe. That'd be fun. I don't know. It's really more for you than it is for other people. It's like Google Glass, I
would
say.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. Yeah. When you go to someone's house and they take out the slides, you
I'd like you to go. Show you my montage of European urinals. I have from all over the world.
I'd like to show you pictures of my
Don't look down.
Life.
Don't look down. Yeah, if you forget, as Myra says, if you forget whether you went to the bathroom or not, you could check back.
Look, yeah, exactly.
Search the video.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe this was a bad idea. Yours sounds more fun. The Me Cam.
The Me Cam.
The Me Cam. Now, gadget number three.
It was very funny. I was setting up and I looked over and I think you did almost the identical gadget, but maybe from a different manufacturer. Mine is from Bracketron.
And I don't think I've ever done anything from a company called Bracketron.
Oh, you don't know Bracketron? Bracketron mainly makes mounts for big TV sets.
Oh.
But they've started doing something called the Nano Tech Stand.
Oh, it is very similar, isn't it?
Isn't it, Leo? So this is more for phones. I think the one you had, you said
for the iPad.
For the iPad.
Yeah.
So, but this works exactly as you were explaining it. It has a sticky surface. You put it on the desk. It just stays there.
Right.
Then you slam your phone on this. It stays there. But when you take them off, there are no marks on the desk or on your phone. These are good looking. They have a little pass through for the charging cable. So if it's on your desk, the charging cable can go up and into it. But the neat thing is the list price was $30, but I was looking on Amazon and they are on Amazon, the one in silver, aircraft aluminum, really good looking. The silver one on Amazon is $9.
What?
Plus $5 shipping.
Mine was $50.
Oh, okay. And the black one is on Amazon Prime for $8 with free shipping.
I'm going to have to order. Mine looks better than that.
I think it does. But, you know, for a stocking stuffer, for someone who has a phone, this is great for the tray on when you're traveling on an airplane. Slam this down on the tray, put your phone on there, watch movies, and it packs easily because it's just, you know, a piece of aluminum. So that's Bracketron, and the item is called the Nano Tech Stand, tech spelled T-E-K.
I'm going to have to compare because, yeah, they call this the Nano suction.
Is that yours? I didn't see
yours.
Yeah,
this is the one for the iPad Mini.
Oh,
then my iPad itself is on the bigger one, the 10-inch iPad. What's cool is because of the way it's designed, it makes it look like it's a little iMac or something.
Oh,
but it doesn't have the little cable let through. But, of course, it's for an iPad where there is no cable. It has suction on the bottom. You peel off this protective film.
Yes, exactly. They both work exactly the same.
And then suction on the top. Now, I'm going to peel this off. It's hard to get off.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Let me get...
But then it's reusable.
Absolutely.
And there's no mark on the...
No, they work exactly the same.
Is it ever so hard to peel off that you feel like the tablet might bend?
No.
Crack?
No. It's just hard enough to not feel that way.
And when you pull it off the desk, you think, oh, this has got to leave marks or adhesive.
It doesn't.
But it doesn't.
And it's a great idea because of the suction, you can really tap the pad. This also, and I should have shown this, you could have it this way. Here, let's bring it back here. You could have it this way where it looks more like an iMac, but you could also use it like that. So you'd have a 30-degree stand also.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have the advantage of the suction on the bottom. Yeah. I think for a semi-permanent...
$50?
This is the big one is on sale for $50 right now.
$50, okay.
So it's a lot more expensive. I'll have to take a look at. I'm going to order. These are cheap. Here's one for $7.88 Amazon Prime, free shipping.
I think that's even less than what I looked earlier today.
That's so cheap.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I have an idea that it would probably hold an iPad mini. That's just my guess.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that looks more like that's for a phone. So somebody, Husky Geek, saying, and I think he's actually right, although it sounds like a joke, that this this nano-suction material came from research into gecko feet. You know how geckos can just run up the ceiling and they hang on the ceiling? Because they have this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think, hey, Burke, maybe if we ordered like 10 of these, we could make shoes out of them.
Oh.
And I could walk up the side of the building.
Nice.
Should we try that?
Yes.
Or I could just strap these to my feet. They hold pretty good. Maybe a small child instead of me. Ozzy. Or a helmet.
Jeff Needles.
Jeff. Oh, Jeff.
He's going to be there. Jeff,
let's make some
Jeff
Needles shoes, and we'll have him walk down the side of the building. That'll be a New Year's Eve treat.
That'll be great. Instead of the ball falling, Jeff will fall at midnight.
Happy to...
Oh.
Jeff, get up. You have to fall again every hour. We're going all the way around the world.
So this is called nanofoam. I don't know. Is it patented? Is it trademarked? I don't understand.
Maybe that's why this company calls it nanotexting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's if you go to the site for the one I have is Dekke, DEKKE.net. And they are having a holiday sale. They call theirs the Slope. See, this is all about marketing, right? See the difference?
Yeah.
Is this same product, twice as much. This is the special nanofoam laden with thousands of microscopic air pockets that act like tiny suction cups.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to get dirty or dusty, obviously, and you can't get it hot. I don't know. I think this is interesting. I'm gonna order your cheap ones and see they compare.
You can compare.
And expect, I mean, if this company doesn't own it, if this is like a standard, Burke, we should find a nanofoam supplier. And get more nanofoam. Just put it all over the place, like the Gizwiz sign. Just should have nanofoam.
Slam it on there. Absolutely.
Everything should have nanofoam on it. Even my Nana should have nanofoam.
Yeah. Sweater fronts.
Sweater fronts made of nanofoam.
Just slam it onto your chest and your clothes are changed.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect.
I don't know how geckos keep their nanofoam clean. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
Microwave? I really don't know.
It's not the same? They have little hairs? Well, there you go. There you go. So, you want to see my gadget?
Yeah!
Before we do, let me break out my lynda.com mug, because it's time to talk about my favorite website for those of you who, like me, want to keep up with technology. It's lynda.com. It's Lynda, because it's an actual person, Linda Wyman. In fact, we interviewed her many times on the Screensavers on web design. She wrote a lot of great classics on web design. And lynda.com now is over 2,000 high-quality video and courses and training videos. And not just, I mean, there's software, sure. There's Excel, there's Photoshop, there's WordPress and QuickBooks. But there's also business skills, soft skills like resume creation, time management, negotiation. If you're interested in photography, they set some of the best photographers ever have stuff up on lynda.com. Videography, even things like audio recording and songwriting. The holidays are on us, and lynda.com has courses to help you take great family portraits. Douglas Kirkland, the great Douglas Kirkland, on photographing kids and families, and capture your holiday travels with DSLR video tips. There's also a course, this sounds great, in fact, I should have taken this, it's not too late, on enhancing travel photos with Photoshop and Lightroom. These are not homemade videos. Show just a little clip. You can all go to lynda.com and look. All the course content is curated, high quality. Each course is carefully structured so you can learn from start to finish. But you can also jump to any part of the chapter or part of the chapter for quick answers.
The basic panel.
Hey, that's Venice. That's where I was. Perfect.
almost every photo that you process in Lightroom. If your basic panel isn't open, then click its title bar here in the column on
See
the right.
See how well they do that? I mean, like they highlight the image. They show you where. This is not your, you know, amateur YouTube crap. This is really good stuff. They have searchable transcripts, so you can search within a video to find exactly what you're looking for. Courses cover all experience levels, a wide range of technical skills, creative techniques, and business strategies. And, of course, you can watch on your computer, but also on your tablet, on your mobile device. Learn at your own pace, your own schedule. It's only $25 a month for access to everything. I love the way they price this, too. Full access to the library, $25 a month. There's a premium plan for $37.50 a month. You'll get the exercise files that let you follow along with the instructor's project using the same assets. You can also try it right now, our special offer. Free for 7 days, the run of the place. How much can you learn in 7 days? Wouldn't that be great? Go to Lynda, LYNDA.com/GizWiz, and you've got 7 days free right now. That's over 2,000 courses. LYNDA.com/GizWiz, and it would be a great gift membership, too. If you've got a kid in your life who's smart, who is doing videos, and they want to get better at iMovie or Final Cut, Lynda.com, perfect gift idea. The no wrap, no ship, last minute gift. Remember this on December 24th, guys. Lynda.com. Click the gift membership link at lynda.com/gizwiz. LYNDA. Lynda.com. 7 day trial awaits. And as I said, be a great gift idea. All right, get ready. Here we go. My gadget.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I don't know. You know, this is going to be interesting. I think when I walked over here, it fell apart a little bit. So let me just. How should I? Oh, that's not. Oh, how you pick
I see Burke on the other side of the studio. So if we run into an emergency,
Burke made
this. He'll swoop in.
What do you think that is? Look at that. It kind of looks like Doc Ock, right?
Is that a battery pack?
I don't know. Here, wait a minute. Let's get the disk storage module and the remote control.
Oh, my word. This looks like a firing device.
The leg fell off.
Ayaz is leaving from his desk. I think he's afraid. He's afraid. Strike at will. Strike at will. He's cowering behind me.
Okay. There's probably an on-off switch, right? Right, oh, gosh. I keep pulling off the things. I don't really need those anyway. Where's the on-off switch? It didn't come with instructions. I think if you buy it, it does.
It does. It's a review unit, so it's probably been assembled a few times.
Yeah, Callie Lewis broke it. That's the problem. There. Whoa!
Oh, I'm scared.
Whoa! I think a 10-year-old would love this sucker.
Now what? Come on!
Oh, this has to be turned on too. Okay, I had to turn this on.
Okay.
Are you aiming it at me?
No, it's me.
Oh,
no.
That scared me.
It's a spider.
It's gotta be on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wouldn't that scare you?
Oh, I love this.
Yes. Does it know when it gets near the end of the table? Because it stopped.
I'm aiming. And then how do I fire?
Is there a red button?
No.
Oh. Oh, that is spooky.
That is.
Are you looking
like
at me?
An armored spider.
Don't shoot your eye out, Leo.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so this rotates the head. This makes it walk. Seems like it's getting close to the edge.
Yeah, it is.
This raises it.
That this lowers it.
Oh, okay, there's got to be the ammunition chamber. Okay.
But what fires it? Maybe I've got. Have we loaded it with the? It's got this. Is this? Should this be on it? This probably goes to it too. Burke, you didn't put.
It has Nerf bullets in it, though.
It's either or.
No, that whole thing comes off.
No, Leo. The whole thing comes off. And then The disc launcher goes in. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What is the name of this thing?
It is
Strider. S-T-R-Y-D-E-R.
Strider?
It has a sniper dart blaster, remote control electronic dart blaster. Repeat fires 12 sniper power darts up to 35 feet. Darts not included. How can the darts not be included?
That's really...
Oh, yeah. It goes anywhere. It's all terrain. Snap on the Doom module.
When you're shooting a fast target, of course you can't always control.
You still got Linda going. Oh. When shooting Striders, you must make sure electronic battle head with combat lights and sounds, three light into. You know, this is pretty cool. 2.4 gigahertz radio controlled handset, so it's guaranteed to ruin your Wi-Fi. With blaster controls, long range operation. You know what? Let's take a walk. Let's see how far we can go. It says all terrain, right? So I'm going to put the Strider on the ground. I don't suppose we have a camera that can see it.
I believe we will.
Okay. It's making a demonstration, kind of going around.
Oh, it's
in
dancing.
Oh, the terrain.
It's not actually going anywhere, though.
No, it's just.
I feel as if
it's all terrain, because it doesn't matter.
I feel as if we've done something wrong here. Does it need traction? Should I do it? Oh yeah, we're the Wi-Fi situation here. Let's put it on carpet and see if it's better over there. Here comes Ozzy.
Cue the music. Oh, Ozzy.
He says, is there meat involved? Ozzy's pretending to be nonchalant.
Uh-huh. Just
know your feelings, Ozzy.
The shadow is much more intimidating than the actual object.
Actually, that's a great place to put it.
I'm doing something wrong.
There's no button for fire?
There is. There are buttons. This raises. This lowers.
So weird.
This turns. What? What was that?
No, it's still just going in circles.
This is the worst piece of crap ever.
What is this gem sell for?
How much is this? Do we know?
I will let you know in a second when I'm not managing Flight of the Valkyries, apparently.
It just doesn't... It doesn't... It doesn't go anywhere. Huh? Up and down is all.
F and Dunn says,
oh,
Leo.
There it goes.
There it is. Oh. F and Dunn says, you need to put the three panels back on. Lost panels disables the robot. That's what F and Dunn says.
Oh, because it's a shooter. It's a shooting robot. So, okay. So this is, I'm going to act like a 4-year-old kid here. And I'm going to.
Jason, what do they call those panels?
Well, F and Dunn actually knows? Does he have one of these?
Maybe it's a shot in the dark on F and Dunn's.
No,
part,
I think he's right. I think these are for you can have battles. And if the panel pops off, you win or something. You know?
Oh, it disarms him.
Yeah.
Or it delegs him.
Delegs him. It's delegful. Oh, yeah. That was a hit. So the light went off because we got hit. So this is obviously, these are combat robots.
Yeah.
This would be fun. Do we have two of them?
Combat
I don't
crab.
Believe we do. I think we just have one.
Combat crab. Okay. Let's try
Looks
now.
Like 70 to 80 bucks is what I'm
okay.
seeing.
I'm liking it. That's the same button I pressed before.
He's still missing one leg.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
There it is.
That's the leg. There we go.
All right. So once you lose a leg, you can't fire anymore?
I don't know what.
What kind of game is this?
Holy cow.
You fire more when you lose a leg.
Right.
That's what you do.
But you don't move around. These should just snap on, right? Go ahead, Burke.
Now he goes in a circle, but better.
Okay, maybe
but with style.
I'm just pressing one button.
Oh, there we go. Now he's making some time here. All right.
That's left. So it only goes, it apparently only goes forwards and backwards. It doesn't even do that very well.
It seems like it just, yeah.
It's the worst toy ever. Or the best. I think we should leave it on Sarah's chair and see if she notices it. Here, Burke, you try it. Because you're good at it. You built it. Maybe you could figure it out. Okay, or Patrick, do you think you understand it, Patrick? What? Go ahead. Go do something else.
Let's see it fire something. Let's fire Burke.
All right, Burke, make it fire or you're fired.
It's thinking.
It goes where the head is pointed. They're saying it goes where the head is pointed. Oh, now you killed it. Reset. I still want one, says Techie. You what? We don't even know where you put the batteries. We're just hoping they were.
Let's just go ahead and say it did not have a manual when we got it.
Right. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it probably does.
Callie Lewis probably still has it. Okay. Now it won't move at all. Turn it off and on again. Yeah. It's blinking. Oh, there he goes the head, up and down.
Oh, it wants to shoot something.
No.
Man, maybe it's just been...
I think it's beat up. You want the other head?
It's been used and abused by many a reviewer.
Yeah.
Jeff Needles wonders if it has its own on-off switch that's detachable for the firing mechanism, but who knows?
Oh, what does Jeff know? All right. Was that the dog? Wow!
It just fired
something at me. One. Oh, he put in the bullets backwards.
Upside down. So first of all, make sure that the bullets are right side up.
Okay, shoot me! Shoot me! Ow! Ow!
Wow, whoa! Those things.
Ow!
Cow!
Wow, that's the most rock and roll device I've ever seen. Holy moly!
Wow. They're explosive.
Shoot their crotch level.
Wow.
It's highly explosive. God, can you imagine getting this
ammunition,
spending all that money, and you buy this for Christmas? And some poor kid, and that's it. And then, for the next you know, couple of months, you're going to be saying, hey, you never play with your Strider combat creature.
Because it goes around in circles.
Daddy, it doesn't work, Daddy. The power darts go up to 35 feet. 12 of them are included. Free targets included. Oh, wait a minute. We didn't show the free target in the box.
Oh.
That's free, you know. No charge for the target.
$70 at Sears.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's a pricey.
I'm saying it's a pricey thing that doesn't seem to really do crap. Boy, they have a lot of additional pieces you can get.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah,
all
you can buy the
extra.
Destroyer Sphere Launcher Plus. You know, if we only had that, it'd probably work. Or what about that? If we only had that, it'd probably work. So there you go. Radio controlled dart blasting. Attacknid. What is that word? Oh, I get it. Like an arachnid. It's an attacknid.
Arachnid, yeah.
Okay, Dick. There you have it. Now.
All right.
Okay. If this were.
It had so much promise.
It looks cool.
Oh,
on the
shelf. Scary for about the first 45 seconds.
If this were right now in your Disneyland, I think tomorrow it'd be making a little trip down Broadway to a little place we call Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let us together venture to the Gadget Warehouse for another fine piece of crap from Dickie D.
Yes. Well, this is not a piece of crap. This I learned about this from Elton Christensen, and he said, Dick, do you have a photo player in your warehouse? Now, I thought this video was his, but it turns out he found it on YouTube. But it is so clever and funny. So this is the deal. The photo player was invented for silent film theaters that couldn't afford someone who really knew how to play the piano. So it was an automated piano, and as we watched the video, the gentleman playing it keeps looking at the piano roll because I think it tells him when to start pulling and pushing on all the other rods. So it's a crazy invention, and this is it.
Okay.
I think it's a silent film.
No, here he is.
Who the Rescue played on an American photo player.
Look at that.
This is really
holy
neat.
Holy moly.
Crazy as it goes on.
That is really something. It's a player piano.
Yes. But it has, when they pan over, you'll see all the other crap it has.
It's like it's got a honker horn.
He's in a bathroom with all these.
I love this.
Isn't this great?
OMG, it's a holy cow. I wonder what the neighbors think. Look at that. So it's a pipe organ, a player piano, a drum kit.
Drums. Cowbells.
That is so cool.
And this would be for a silent film, like a Keystone Cops.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There were 8,000 to 12,000 made.
Wow. He seems to be a maestro of the photo player.
Yeah, he's good.
It's good exercise.
See his finale.
He really knows what he's doing.
This is like the TriCaster of...
It is. This is the pre-electric TriCaster. Wow.
Right.
I would love one of these. I don't know how he learned this.
And he's doing something with little buttons on the keyboard.
Yeah. He's not playing the melody, but he's doing the backup, boy, big time.
And according to Wikipedia, there are only 12 left that still play.
Wow. This is very...
Yeah. Love it.
This guy, I mean, it clearly is the king of photo players. I think we need to have him come here and do a live demonstration.
Just ship that thing out here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. I am blown away.
Isn't that neat?
That is... Wow.
Yeah.
Padre SJ says it reminds him of installing Linux.
They were made between 1910 and 1928. And when sound came in, the photo player company went out of business in 1925. Of the thousands that were made, 50 survived today. Only 12 are still playable.
And just so you know, that guy makes a lot of these videos.
Joe Ronaldo, Ronaldo is the king of photo players.
Oh, okay.
Holy moly.
Alton Christensen, I have to thank you for
pretty awesome.
telling us about the American photo player.
And it looks like Joe's got a business doing this. Ronaldo's Reproductions Incorporated.
Oh.
He's in L.A. area. And
maybe he goes around with that on a truck.
Wow. Wow.
Holy cow.
He has a passion for antique phonographs, hand crank motion projectors, and mechanical musical instruments. And this is, he must be one of the last photo player guys around.
Oh, that machine was built in 1926 in Van Nuys.
Yeah, he restored it.
Yes, great.
That's a lot of work to get that work.
There's the full shot. Yeah. Amazing.
Wow, that is really
so amazing. Even though Alton didn't produce this video, we are looking for videos you produced for the Giz Whiz.
That's all right. We'll send them somebody else's crap.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. No, yeah. I'll still send Alton an autographed Mad and a 35-year-old Alfred
Newman. He can have the
Newman
Strider,
picture.
Too.
Yeah. So if you have a video, I invented this. I bought a piece of crap, my gadget warehouse, my favorite gadget of all time. 2 to 3 minute video, post it on YouTube. Send Jason the link, gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully you'll see your video here on the Giz Whiz.
Giz Whiz, yeah. Wow, Dickie D. Hey, before we get to our letter of the week, can we mention audible.com? What
Absolutely.
A great resource. Everybody who listens to our shows, I think, knows about Audible because we talk about it all the time. It's the world's best audio bookstore. Since you're already listening, you probably would love audiobooks. I listened. I first discovered Audible, believe it or not, in the year 2000, I think, or 2001, when I was commuting to Tech TV, and it saved my life. The idea of being 2 or 3 hours in the car every day would have made me nuts if it weren't for Audible.com. Now, since I joined, if I look at my library, because one of the nice things about Audible is every book you've ever purchased is in your Audible library forever. I'm going to make all-time purchases. I wonder how many there. If I put 200 items per page, you're going to see hundreds of books that I've listened to on Audible.com. Everything from, I like to listen to movie books of The Descendants, Pride and Prejudice classics, lots of sci-fi like Antares Dawn from Michael McCollum, Peter F. Hamilton. I just finished Great North Road a few months ago. I love biographies. Pete Townsend's Who Am I? Keith Richards' biography, Life, is fabulous. But it's just, and I'll tell you, when you listen to these books, they come alive in your head. It's better than a movie because your mind turns the prose that you're listening to into an amazing, vivid experience. You listen to Stephen King's The Stand at audible.com. That's better than any movie could ever be of The Stand, mostly because it's 47 hours as a book. That'd be a long movie. Movies, they cut stuff out. With Audible, you get every word. Audible books are, in many cases, they have abridged, but almost all of them are unabridged. Now, when I first started Audible, there were a lot of abridged because I think people thought, oh, it's too big of a download. Now we know. No, we love it. We love it. Audible.com. So I want to get you a book free. Visit audible.com/gizwiz. That's the address. Audible.com/gizwiz. And you can sign up right now. Hey, some new stuff. MASH, a novel by Richard Hooker. You know, I think this was the inspiration for the TV show MASH. Before the movie, this is the novel that gave life to Hawkeye Pierce, Trapper John, Hot Lips Houlihan, Frank Burns, Radar O'Reilly, the 4077th. Wow, I would love to hear this. I did not know there was a book behind the movie. So they just recorded this. This came out today. And that's what I love about Audible. Audible often takes books that have never been made into an audiobook and records it in their studios. And that's fabulous. In fact, they've done that with science fiction, and it really is. I think it's a contribution to everybody. So here's the deal. Audible.com/gizwiz. You're going to have to pick your first book. Maybe Johnny Ive. This is Leander Connie's new book, The Genius Behind the iPod and Other Apple Products. That would be fun to listen to. Visit audible.com/gizwiz. You can play it back on any device. They have great apps for the iPhone, Android phones, Windows 8, Macintosh. I just love it. Audible.com. And you see, every time I go here, I go, oh, I got to get that. This is the one I want to listen to next, which is Dogfight, Fred Vogelstein's book about how Apple and Google went to war and started a revolution. You're going to have a hard time picking that first book, but hey, do, because you're going to enter a whole wonderful world of entertainment. Audible.com/gizwiz. And now it's time for a letter. Myra Joyce is listening to one I just finished, by the way, Inside Scientology. Isn't that a good book, Myra? Whoa. Whoa. All right. Letter time, Dr. Dick DiBartolo.
Comes from Rick Barber, Rock Island, Illinois. That's Dear Dick and Leo.
Mighty fine line.
I just finished listening to the latest Gizwiz. I like the fact that you two went off on a small tangent about why Superman does not shave.
Why? I beg you, why?
In the age of the Silver Age of Superman comics, the issue was explained because of Superman's Kryptonian physiology.
Oh.
His hair and beard will not grow on a planet with a yellow sun. Okay. And I edited it a bit. He said, I wish the writers of the latest Superman movie, The Man of Steel, would have done a lot more research into the legend of Superman. They got a lot of things wrong. It was very disappointing. I enjoy your show. I love the Twit Network very much. The Roku box is a great invention. Rick Barber, as I said, Rock Island.
Rock Island!
Right, so now we know why Superman need not shave ever.
Can I just point out that Superman, when he was a baby, was bald?
Okay.
Just saying. And our sun is not yellow. It's white. Just saying. Actually, didn't they, in one of the more recent movies, he shaved by doing his laser vision into a mirror? I think that was the other way they solved that.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Well, it's the kind of thing that does not keep me up at night.
It doesn't me either, frankly.
Oh, okay.
Riccardo Di Bartolo is a nice Italian boy, and you're going to see him here, right here, every Tuesday afternoon, about 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 2200 UTC if you're in the Vatican City. You can watch it anytime. But if you don't want to watch live, make sure you get the download on demand audio and video available from twit.tv/gizwiz.
Yes. Yes.
Dick also comes back here every Saturday after the radio show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for the Giz Fizz. Yes. We don't know what the hell it is, but it's fizzy.
Fizzy, whizzy, was.
It's Dick. It's Dick if he didn't have all the constraints of quality and
yeah, it's not all the quality that goes into this show.
Not, no.
No.
Dick, have a wonderful week. Stay, stay
inside. Don't forget, three weeks left for playing What the Heck Is It?
Okay.
Okay. Gizwiz.biz.
Boy, those 2 months have gone so fast.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it?
You have to come up with another gadget in 3 weeks. Here's your chance to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Just figure out what the heck that is.
Excellent.
By the way, Jeff Needles would find it remiss if I did not mention that the Twitch survey awaits your attendance. Twit.tv/survey. We love to hear what you think, not just about this show, but in general about Twit. We're trying to understand our audience better so we can serve them less. So please go to Twitch.
I'm looking at the survey. What do you think of Jeff Needles? He's great. He's really, really
yeah, Jeff
good.
Jeff designed it.
He should run Twit. Those are the three choices. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that one question we'll probably ignore.
Yeah. Okay. You must pick one, it says.
Twit.tv/survey. That's where that survey. There's actually well over 20,000 people have taken it now. We really appreciate it. It just helps us really understand better who you are. And while we're not going to sell your information, I promise no information will leak out. But that way we can also tell advertisers, well, this is the kind of person that listens to this show, and this is the kind of person that listens to this show. Mostly deaf people listen to this show. I don't understand why that is, but that's the way it is. Thank you, Dickie D.
Thank you for that kind compliment.
Hey, what is the new time? Starting January, the week of January 6th, all of our shows are, not all, but some of our shows are moving around a little bit.
Yeah, well, Chad and I will be doing it at 8 o'clock East Coast time.
5 p.m.
on
Pacific,
Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Right, exactly.
And, okay, now this one is a little difficult. That's 1 in the morning UTC, 0100 UTC. So I realize it's a little late at night for those of you living in the European time zones. But on the other hand, it's perfect if you live in Japan.
Absolutely.
Yep, you can have
Absolutely.
It with lunch. Thank
and
you, Dickie D.
We'll be on together through New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and you know, people say, first of all, you're going to have so much fun with Chad. He did such a great job on that vacation. Second of all, I'm going to be here. I'll come in, I'll bring stuff, and we'll have fun.
No, I'm already planning on begging you to do a guest appearance on one show in February when the show will be 8 years old.
Oh, no, I'll definitely be. Can you believe that? Okay. 8 years.
8 years.
Wow, and I don't look a day over 80.
Leo, you could pass the 78. No problem.
Thanks, Dick. We'll see you next time.
I'll be here.